An historic demo of the Mass Non-Payment Anti-Poll Tax Movement. The All Britain Anti-Poll Tax Federation, APTF, demo against the poll tax on the 31st of March 1990 in London. A separate demo was held in Glasgow, was an important part in building a mass non-payment campaign. A campaign that eventually embraced 18 million non-payers and broke the Iron Lady Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher and her hated tax. The militant-led APTF and local anti-poll tax unions had played the key role in organizing it by distributing over 1 million leaflets and posters, as well as filling 1,000 coaches and a few trains. Alongside clogging up the courts, busting the bailiffs, and defending those facing jail, see main article, the Central London demo was the culmination of months of huge lobbies of councils across England and Wales that involved tens of thousands of people, building on the success of the big anti-poll tax movement that had already existed in Scotland. The Tory government had introduced the tax a year earlier as a test run. On a sunny spring day, the demo marched from Kennington Park in Southwark to Trafalgar Square, with well over 300,000 protesters flooding the streets of central London. Tens of thousands had travelled hundreds of miles to join what was a carnival of working-class protest adorned with homemade banners, along with thousands of APTF and militant placards. Trade unionists marched beside pensioners who marched beside families with children. Londoners untypically walked miles to get there, because the buses were full. Attendances at London football games that day were down as many fans joined the demo. There was even a bikers against the poll tax contingent. The demo poured into Trafalgar Square to welcome speeches by left Labour MP Tony Benn, Dave Nellist, then a militant supporting MP, and others. The square echoed to the chants of no poll tax. No poll tax. It was a festival atmosphere that reflected the growing confidence of the campaign and the feeling that on this front the Tories had finally bitten off more than they could chew. The demo was people power on a grand scale, something which the Tory government and Metropolitan Police could not tolerate. So yet again the police saw fit to brutally attack a mass, peaceful working class demonstration. This was a regular feature of life under Thatcher. Miners, printers, travellers, and students had all faced similar treatment during the 1980s. However, the weight of numbers on the demo meant that the usual lies about violent protesters fell flat. Too many people had been there, and could report back that it had been peaceful until the police were unleashed. Many returned home later that night unaware that the demo had been attacked as they had left early to catch coaches. Battleground. There are many versions as to how the events in Trafalgar Square started, but just one unalterable fact: the police on horses and riot police wielding batons viciously attacked the 80,000 present in the square. Defenseless protesters were battered, and one woman was trampled over by one of the many police horse charges that took place. They even drove vehicles into the crowd. No wonder demonstrators fought back to defend themselves and others. Even to this day, the images of police attacking peaceful protesters on a sunny day in London are truly shocking. These police actions continued for many hours across the West End, and in particular against the vast number of youth who had been forced to live on the streets of London due to Tory cuts to youth benefits. It is viewed by many as the one event that beat the poll tax, when in reality it was one of a series of many acts that played their part as the battle unfolded. But critically, the demo had made its point. Mass non-payment was being built, millions would refuse to pay, and the events of that day showed the strength of the growing movement, its true roots and its exuberance.